Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Amanda Graham. Good morning to you, Amanda.
Good morning.
Amanda, you're working on a special project, I think starting now for holidays, but maybe it's been going on. So tell us what the project is, Amanda.
Okay, so we're calling it Adopt a Veteran, and we want local people to nominate local veterans for community members to say thank you for the holiday season and beyond, things that they might need or things that they would like to have but may not treat themselves to. It's just kind of an extended Veterans Day appreciation program that we're wanting to do.
And there are a number of programs that are for veterans, but this one is especially local, I think. That's sort of my interpretation, that you're just doing veterans close by.
We are. There are lots of times I think that people say that they'd like to give back to local veterans. They'd like to say thank you, but they don't know how. They don't know how to reach them. And so this is just a way for, you know, someone to come in and pick somebody out anonymously, get them what they need or what they want, and feel good about doing something locally here.
So is there then any communication between the person who's picking out the veteran and the veteran?
We want to keep it anonymous for the veteran's sake. And if the donor would like their identity shared, we will do that and leave it up to the veteran if they would like to communicate and maybe build a friendship with that person. But we want to make veterans comfortable in being a part of the program. So we will keep it anonymous on our part.
Okay. How do you or the donor find out what the veteran needs and wants?
So the person who nominates the veteran has to give us kind of an idea of what that veteran might be able to use. It could be anything from food to clothing to snow removal or yard service. Maybe they have something wrong with their car and need an easy fix but can't get it done. Maybe they need gas cards to get to appointments. It might be something fun that they don't normally treat themselves to, or, you know, we had a business owner reach out who was willing to provide hot meals for veterans. So it can be a wide array of things, but we need people who are nominating to give us an idea of what they can use.
Okay, and it sounds like this is something, it could be a one-time gift by the donor, but it could be ongoing, like you mentioned, snow removal.
Yeah, we're just kind of leaving it wide open to what people are willing to donate. You know, there are things that I can do that, you know, I'd be willing to do year round for a veteran or two, or however I can afford or my time allows. We want people to give what they're comfortable giving, but yeah, we'll leave it wide open what people are willing to do.
Okay. Do you have some names if people, you know, come in and they say, I really want to do this, but I don't have anybody to nominate?
Yes, we'll have a tree in our entryway that will have ornaments on there that will tell what the veteran needs, not their name, but just what they need. People can come in and sort through those, see what they're willing to give, come in and talk to us so that we can have their contact info. So when, you know, the deadline rolls around, we make sure that the veterans have something to give them. So they'd have to come into the Franklin Market and look through the ornaments and decide, pick somebody, and then let us know who they're taking.
And Franklin Market is located where?
We are at 402 Chestnut.
Okay, always interesting things in your window, but you kind of have to get close to see those. And interesting things inside. So if somebody hasn't been inside, this is a good opportunity to get them in there. And I'm guessing you have a lot of Christmas things going on there.
We do. I joke that it looks like Christmas threw up inside. It's just packed with Christmas goodies.
Very good. And give us a little story behind this, Amanda. You know, it's such a great idea. Why did you come up with it?
So my husband's a veteran, and I didn't grow up with any sort of veteran experience per se. So my husband was the first one I was close to, and we experienced a deployment overseas. We had one child at the time. And I kind of got thrown into a role called the Family Readiness Group Leader. And so I was kind of the chain between the rear deck commander and our families. And so I quickly became accustomed to what a soldier's wife's like looks like, thrown in. And I learned a lot. I grew a lot that year. And so he is no longer in the National Guard, but, you know, we constantly try to give back to our veterans. Even though he's a veteran and I'm a veteran's wife, we are very appreciative of what other veterans have done. And we've unfortunately been a part of soldiers and families who have lost their lives. So we want to give back however we can. And every Veterans Day, it seems kind of minuscule for me to offer a discount, or there's just not much I can do as with my business. So doing some brainstorming, this was a way I decided to try to get the community involved and other business owners involved who want to give back.
Very good. Talk a little more about your personal experience. I'm thinking, you know, if you've never been in that position, what was something you learned that you go, oh my gosh, I've never thought about this?
Oh boy.
I'm sure, because it is so different to have your husband gone and somewhere you don't know probably anything about, and here you are home alone with a child. There has to be a lot of learning going on.
There really, really is. It's very lonely. I think that was the main feeling was, you know, the world goes on with or without you. And so, you know, everybody else is doing their normal thing, but your life is anything but normal. And, you know, I was trying to work and raise a child by myself. And then I decided to have hip surgery. And, you know, life just throws you curves and you can't stop for them. So it was trying to learn a new normal. And that's kind of what the military teaches you, is families first and new normal. And, you know, they really want families to be able to take care of each other, so that the soldiers aren't worrying about their families back home. And so that was the role of the family readiness group, was to support each other where, you know, if people had broken pipes, we had someone that had a flooded basement, you know, just looking out for each other and doing what we can. So it was definitely a year of growth. It changed me. It showed who, you know, was really there for you and who cared about you. And, you know, it makes you very, very appreciative and humble when, you know, your husband comes back and others didn't. And, you know, when people complain that their husband's not home for supper, it kind of makes you frustrated at the time. But, you know, you learn life can certainly be worse.
Well, you've talked about this readiness group. Because I'm thinking, as you said, other people's lives just go on. And initially, I'm thinking they may say, oh, we're sorry you're a girl. But then they go on and sort of you're forgotten. That's the situation you're in.
It is. And I find myself, too, now, you know, trying to force myself to remember. You know, it seems so far in the past and life has changed so much since he's gone out. Sometimes I have to make a conscious effort to remember that there are still families who are obviously going through what I went through, and not to forget about them. So we all just kind of need those reminders. And I think everybody out there is very appreciative, but you know, life is busy. And this is just a way during a busy Christmas season to show our thanks.
So when's the deadline?
So the deadline for nominations is December.
It's whatever you say, Amanda. You're in charge.
I think it's December 13th. It is posted in the store, and it's on our Facebook page, too. But the nominations have to be due by then, and then we want donations dropped off to us by the 18th of December so we can deliver everything the week before Christmas.
Okay. And again, the place where we can find the soldiers' names or make a nomination?
The Franklin Market at 402 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic.
And then you mentioned Facebook. Is it, what should we look on Facebook?
You can either look at the Franklin Market's Facebook page, or it's also on the Pickers Parlor's Facebook page.
Okay, well, it's a great way for people to get involved, and you know, I kind of like the idea that it's not just Christmas, that there's a possibility of year-round, because it goes on year-round. So thank you very much, Amanda Graham, for your project and for visiting with us. Until next time, here's the theme. Life is full of happiness and tears. Be strong. Have faith.